A lawn exhibit in the suburbs of Chicago is a stark reminder of the toll of heroin and prescription pill addiction. 100 fake tombstones and banners are being set up at a new location every week as a precursor to International Overdose Awareness Day later this month. NPR's Cheryl Corley has the story.
In Medina, a suburb northwest of Chicago, the houses are swanky, the lots large. The country club has long been home to headline golf tournaments. Across the street from a neighborhood park, Felicia Maselli stands next to a long line of painted styrofoam tombstones that she and others have placed on her expansive lawn.
What we have out here is a visual of how many people die in America a day of an overdose.
Felicia and her husband Lou Maselli started a foundation named for their son after his death 2 years ago. Louis Theodore Maselli was popular and an athlete who got hooked on painkillers and later heroin. He was 24 when he died. Maselli keeps pictures and mementos of her son on a dining room table. She says people need to pay attention to what she calls an overdose epidemic.
It just angers me and it makes me want to cry because maybe my son would still be here if people were talking about it and doing something about it.
The heroin trade on Chicago's west side is strong, especially booming after Mexican drug cartels made the city a Midwestern hub, and it's been a silent scourge for many suburban areas. Kathy Kane Willis is the director of Roosevelt University's Illinois Consortium on Drug Policy. She says a traveling tombstone idea was inspired by the Names Quilt Project that activists started long ago to fight AIDS.
During the 1980s and 1990s, there was so much shame associated with it, people didn't want to initially own that, as that was this community, this was happening to these people. And the idea about this was to say, no, this is happening all around you, you just might not see it.
So advocacy groups like the one led by Chelsea Laliberte have worked to bring the display to different neighborhoods. Laliberte says when her younger brother, Alex, died from an overdose at age 20, it devastated her family.
Of course, there are areas where other drugs are more prominent than heroin. But here in Chicagoland, heroin is our issue right now, and so are prescription pills, because it's happening. It's taking lives all the time.
The tombstones, she says, are meant to shock people. Marion Hooman, a University of Illinois professor who specializes in public health social marketing campaigns, says it can be difficult to measure the effectiveness of such programs.
But I want to emphasize that doesn't detract from the importance of these kinds of grassroots efforts that are a very inexpensive way to get an important public health message out there.
Back at Felicia Maselli's, cars do slow down as drivers take a look at the lawn exhibit, and Mike Gilley, a neighbor walking by, stops to talk.
Well, sorry that you find yourself having to display this, but good to create awareness because problems are everywhere.
The last stop for the traveling tombstones will come at the end of the month at a park where activists and families will give out resources and commemorate those who have died from an overdose. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.